Om Shanti. Those who are sitting in the back, come in the front sofas are vacant. Please come in the front, sisters also come in the front. This whole hall is only for you. So today, this evening, we have Brother Mohan Singhal with us. Brother Mohan is one of our senior brothers in knowledge for more than 50 years. He took this knowledge when he was a student of engineering. And then very soon he came in contact with Brahma Baba and how Baba inspired him to open different centers in Assam, Northeast India. So as he took his spiritual birth, he has been instrumental for opening centers. So more than 50 years with Baba, and he had the privilege of witnessing how Baba became Karmatit, how Baba attained his stage of perfection, because he was present on 18th of January 1969 in Madhuban when Baba left the body. And he witnessed many things in Brahma Baba which he would like to share today. And therefore the subject he has kept is towards attaining perfection or Karmatit stage. He's an engineer by profession and has been working in ONGC, Oil Natural Gas Corporation. And he took voluntary retirement when the academy, Gyan Sarovar, was built so that he could look after all the wings which had started. So his office is in Gyan Sarovar Academy office in the training center. He's a national coordinator of the engineering wing and he travels a lot. He has traveled in India many, many times arranging campaigns, you know, especially natural disaster management campaign, disaster management. And so he's an expert in that. And also he has won many awards and traveled abroad also several times. This year he was in Russia, before that USA, in many, many countries. And he got many awards and also spoke a lot about disaster management in those countries too. So that's his favorite topic. But today he's going to speak on towards attaining perfection, because that's what Baba wants us now, as time is running out and the drama is coming to an end. Baba wants us to attain perfection and return home. So let's hear from him. We give a big hand to Brother Mohan for sparing time to be with the double foreigners today. And he'll also conduct meditation after class at 7:30. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sister Shiluji. We all are on the path of perfection, angelic stage or Karmatita stage. We all wish to be perfect so that in the whole cycle we are placed in a position which is full of peace, prosperity, perfection, happiness. And before us, the only role model is, who is the role model before us? Brahma Baba. And I had the good fortune, as the sister was telling, to witness, to see Brahma Baba for number of years, and some of my valuable moments I want to share along with what Baba has said and what Baba expects from us. Today in the morning when Shashi Bhen was telling about Baba's program tomorrow, we all listened, and how many of us were in that stage, what Baba says, that drama, and so there was no upheaval in our mind, in our feelings, thoughts or emotions. Whether we remain very calm as Baba wants us to be on drama, or there were some moments which brought us in, may not be much, but in little turbulent stage. Those who feel that we were on the perfect stage of drama after listening that Baba is not coming. Coming means in the sense that as the routine, Baba, the Bab Dada comes in the body of Gulzar Dadi and then narrates Murli. No doubt that Baba will be with us tomorrow in subtle stage and he will be inspiring us. But still, when there is a change, there is always some sort of turbulence. So those who feel that there were some moments of upheaval, turbulence, either they can raise their hands. Oh, so nice that very few, but very truthfully raising. And those who feel that there was nothing and we remained very, you see, Baba says, achal, atal, akhand. Then those who feel that we were perfectly on the stage of drama, they raise their hands. Oh, very nice. But quite a good number were having little, and it is but natural. Whenever there is some sort of change, and that's why in management also one very important subject is management of change. And Baba is also getting us prepared for all type of changes. Just let us go when this change occurred to Brahma Baba. In the year 1936, or somewhat actually this change started even a few years back, internal changes in Brahma Baba. And as Shiv Baba was preparing Baba for this major event, and in the history, life history of Brahma Baba, we all must have read that the internal changes that started in Brahma Baba some 3-4 years earlier. He became very introvert, and earlier he was a very expert businessman and earning lot of money. But internally Baba started feeling just that there is something, somebody else, Supreme, is preparing me for some big event. Or like that, so Baba used to pass his time in isolation also. More and more time Baba was devoting. And so Baba's this journey of perfection started from the beginning. And when Baba had some divine visions, we all know Baba had divine visions. Baba saw the destruction, the changes in the world. Baba saw that some stars are coming from the sky, and when they come to the earth, they take the shape of small princes, prince, and the whole environment was so peaceful and happy. So Baba was busy in seeing that event. Everywhere these small princes, they were dancing, and the whole environment was so surcharged that that type of happiness, inner happiness, Baba has never felt. And Baba was seeing that one, engaged in those things, when some voice came to Baba's ear. What were the words? You all must have read in Baba's history. You have to make this world. You have to make this world, which was full of peace, prosperity, happiness, and everything which a person can imagine. Everything was there. So, first moment, Baba, when he was witnessing the scene of destruction, he was actually completely moved from inside. And almost the tears started falling from his eyes. And he was very much a sort of moved. And next moment when Baba saw this event, he got filled up with a sort of happiness which earlier he never has experienced. And when Baba heard that you have to make this world, and Baba came from the trance, then Baba, these words came from Baba's mouth, how I will make this world. What was that world? Oh, wonderful world. But how I will make? Who was speaking? Whose voice was this one that you have to make this world? And from that moment, the transformation in Baba started. When this started, that I have to make this world. I am instrument in making this world. So let us examine ourselves, because we all are on the path of Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba is our role model. So let us examine that from the day we have come in this knowledge, we also know, or of course maybe in due course also the things might have become clear, more and more clear, that we all are the hands of Brahma Baba, and as Brahma Baba is making this new world, we all are instruments with him in transforming this world. So as it was in Brahma Baba's mind every moment, that I have to make this world, I have to make this world, I am instrument. So do we have this type of feeling always, every moment? Let us introspect us every time. And when this introspection is continuous, I am responsible for making a new world. I am not, Shiv Baba is making, no doubt, making through Brahma. But I am also a part of this one. So this was the first thing, and let all of us continuously examine ourselves. Whether I am also responsible in real sense, and this new world, how much I am contributing. What is my contribution in the form of time, energy, in my relationship, money, everything, whatever I am. Number two, second, that we all know, we also must have read about that Suksham Vatanvasi, subtle Brahma. When Guljar Dadi was small, some 9 years, she came in the Gyan. And all the roles were not very clear. Then, once when she went up, she saw Brahma Baba for the first time in subtle world. Brahma Baba was there. So she was just astonished. This Baba is with us. Brahma Baba in this corporeal world. And who is this one? She was just seeing, and when she came down, she asked Mama, Today I saw one more Baba who was exactly like this. Brahma Baba, I don't know who he was. Then Mama said, "Oh, I also don't know. You ask Baba." Then when she went to Brahma Baba, she asked. Baba was also not mine. Earlier that part was never revealed by Shiv Baba. So Brahma Baba said, "Okay, next time when you go in trance, then you ask him, subtle Brahma, who are you? And this Brahma is with us. You are there with us in corporeal form. So next time when Gulzar Dadi went, and then she went to subtle Brahma, and she asked him, Brahma, so subtle Brahma, about him. So Brahma Baba said in subtle word that I am the perfect stage of Brahma, and when he attains perfect stage, karmatita stage, angelic stage, he will become like me. So when she came back, she told this thing. Then Brahma Baba asked him, what was the difference between me and that subtle Brahma? Gulzar Dadi revealed that though face and everything is same, but he was having very lightest form, very light. And you are here with us, but that light was entirely different. So from that moment, Brahma Baba had this thing very clear in his mind that I have to attain that stage. I have to become light, and that light is, we all know, the light of purity, light of all virtues what the soul is having. Peace, happiness, love, etc. And from that moment, Baba's Pursharat towards himself, that enhanced, that took up the speed, that I have to become like that. Similarly, Baba has given us our, you see, stage also. We all have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. And we see their pictures. And Baba says they are always very happy, very peaceful. But that always doesn't remain in our mind. So what is the thing required now? That we always must have our final stage in our mind. Then our Pursharat will get momentum, more and more speed. And that is why Brahma Baba become karmatit or avyat, or he attained the perfect stage within how many years? Yes? How many years it took? Only something 32 plus, 33. It was January just. So, and we know, even myself, I am having this in this knowledge 50 plus years. There are 60, 65, 70, 75 and all. We all are on the path of this perfection. But why Brahma Baba attained? Because Brahma Baba was having these two things very clear in his mind, that for me, this avyakt Brahma, that is my aim, and for worldly service, I have to be instrument in making that world, golden aged world, full of, you see, happiness. And these, the soul, the prince, princes, etc., that I have to make, I have to transform the sanskar of others so that they become deities. So, once the aim is clear and always in our mind, then all our activities will be directed towards that one. So this for every moment. Then what Baba started doing? These were what I heard. Now I reveal what I saw in Brahma Baba. In the year 1961, I came in this knowledge roughly. And when I met Baba, Baba was, like a perfect stage, it looks like from the beginning, because Baba used to become one among the person with whom he used to meet. With youth, he will become like youth. With aged person, like aged person he will behave. And everybody used to feel that Baba loves me maximum. Everybody used to get, whenever we used to meet Baba, and Baba's Pursharat was, you also might have heard that in our Yajna there were two diaries, which Baba has written. One about, yes, you all know, what Baba, how Baba practiced, in the beginning, what was in Baba's mind. Yes, like that, because first of all, the human being, we all are human beings, having bondages of so many relationships, wife, husband, children, then business partners and relationships, so many. And that's why quite natural that our mind goes. So, when Baba realized that I am soul, other one is soul, Jasoda is soul, Narayan is soul, and Nirmala is soul. Jasoda was Baba's Laukik wife, and Nirmal Shanta Dadi, his daughter, and Narayan his son, like that. And Baba practiced this, practiced it. He has written diaries, number of that, I am soul, such and soul. So, this became so much clear in Baba's mind, and Baba became embodiment of soul consciousness, that, you see, if anything, whatever is there, it should be reflected from our feelings, from our vibrations, and from our each and every activity. I may say that I am soul consciousness, but it must be revealed. And that is why whenever we used to meet Baba, you see in Pandav Bhavan when you go, you must have seen this picture of come children, isn't it? Like that. So Baba used to say, oh, come dear children, come loving children, come dear soul. So we used to get pulled up towards Baba, just a sort of magnetic pull. And immediately used to become soul conscious, forgetting about body. How we used to come, feel, for some time, maybe for half minute, 1 minute or so, we used to remain in that stage, then Baba will do, oh, come children, come. Just lovingly he will tap, so that we come back in that stage about this body, because one comes when one goes, then another party member will come, he will have the same feelings. So, Baba has made such perfect stage. He has achieved that stage. So, whomsoever used to in contact, whomsoever used to get drishti of Baba, he or she used to become immediately soul conscious. So, let us also check. It is not this physical, but later on, in the years, last 2-3 years, when Baba became more and more aged, doctors advised him that not so close, because so many people come and then their infection and other thing may come. So, Baba used to give drishti and same type, plus some drishti for a few seconds, and immediately one will become soul conscious, forget about his body. So, it means I am in that stage that the other one is realizing that stage. So, let me also check in myself that with, to whomsoever I give drishti, whether they forget their body and become soul conscious, or they are having the same body feeling. So, that about this one Baba filled up. But the more important was the second one. What was that? When Baba realized that, oh, I am soul, not this body. Well, he started that spreading this knowledge. But main thing was, Baba realized that mind is, you see, it goes without, you see, whether we want or not, it will go to some thing or other, some human beings, some relationships, somewhere business, some pending works, so many everywhere mind goes. So Baba said, when Baba realized that mind is not in my full control, then what Baba did? Baba wrote a letter to mind. You see, that what Baba wants and that what Baba says, that daily before going to bed, just have the meeting of your mind, intellect and sanskars, whether they have obeyed me throughout the day or not, what has happened, and have a meeting with them. That what Baba says. So Baba, when he realized that mind is, you see, very fast, it goes here, there, there without my permission, so Baba wrote a letter. What was that letter? Baba addressed, "Oh my mind, I am soul, the king, and you are my subordinate. You are my subject, you are my minister, and I am the king. But you have become in due course so much powerful that you have started controlling me. Though I am king, you are my minister, but you are controlling me, and that is why you are not obeying my orders. And wherever you want, you take me. I follow you because you have become my master, I became your subject. But now," Baba warned the mind, "but now, O mind, I warn you that I am re-establishing myself in my that kingly stage, and you have to obey me. I will not obey you because I am the king. You are my minister. You have to obey me." Baba commanded him. Baba gave the mind this order. And so, gradually Baba started feeling, yes, that mind is coming in my control. Similarly, Baba wrote the letter to intellect. "Oh, my intellect, you have also been following the mind, and both of you combined made me practically slave, me, the king. And wherever you were going, I was simply following you. But now I warn you that now no more I will follow you. You have to obey my commands because I am the king and I have re-established myself in my powers." So like that, we have also to see that whenever if my mind wanders here and there, so whenever I demand, I feel to bring the mind back, whether it is coming back on my orders or not. That I have to see. And how can I see? It is our experience that sometimes, suppose, these thoughts are coming to our mind. And though we want that these thoughts should stop, it may stop for some moment, for a few minutes, again the mind will go, again it will start thinking those things. Again we may bring, again after some time it may go. Then, how to control it, so that once it comes in our control, it doesn't go back. So Baba showed us the path in his life, that first, before giving the order to the mind, re-establish yourself in somans, what Baba says, that self-sovereignty, that, "Oh, I am the victorious soul. I am the same one who has attained victory 5,000 years back. Now, Baba, you are again making me victorious, and I will be again victorious. Baba, I am at your throne of the heart. I am in your mind. I am in your eyes. I am the soul who has been selected by the God. And those high level thoughts first re-establish ourselves and then give the order. For example, if suppose some president or prime minister is there, but as long as he is on the chair, everybody will obey him, accept his orders. But once he is retired or he is no more on the chair, not won the election, etc., or transferred wherever, whomsoever the very high government servant or president, prime minister, nobody will obey him. But as long as he is on the chair in the power, everybody will obey. Similarly, we have to just establish ourselves again on our seat of Soman, seat of our very high state of consciousness, and then give the order to the mind, then mind will obey you. And whatever order we give to mind, that mind will accept. Because mind is having also, you see, two types of mind. One is this conscious mind, other is subconscious mind. And this subconscious mind is very, very powerful. Conscious mind is, say, 10% and 90% is subconscious mind. So powerful. But usually we do work with our conscious mind. And when we go to sleep or we in meditative state, this subconscious mind starts working, and that is why whatever the thoughts we are giving in the form of auto-suggestions, that I am soul, I am this powerful soul, I am very high on the pedestal, God has selected me. And like that, whenever these high type of thoughts are there, these go deep inside the subconscious mind, and then they start working even our dreams, even when our mind is not conscious. Even at the stage, you see, when consciousness is, sometimes we do the work subconsciously. And that is why subconscious mind, Baba says in auto, yaad karo, remember me, remember. So that it goes deep in our mind, and that becomes our attitude, that becomes our awareness, that becomes consciousness, deep consciousness. And when this consciousness is awakened fully, then everything, because it is so powerful, that consciousness is once fully awakened, then whatever the order we give, mind, intellect, or our sanskars, immediately it will be followed and they will accept it. And whatever vibrations we want to spread at that time, we can spread those vibrations of positivity. So Baba did the same thing. And then I have seen it, you see. When we came in contact, you see, at that time, 61, 62, at that time the knowledge, Baba used to give us lot of time. We used to come to Baba, meet Baba. Baba will take our detailed introduction. Baba will take us to Pahadi and this small mountain. We used to go in forest here and there. You see, Baba will play badminton. But as the time was passing, in the year something 65, 66, we have seen Baba was winding up all. And Baba's more concentration was towards himself and towards the children. And that how we used to feel it, that whenever we used to go to Baba, earlier Baba was giving lot of time, but during 65, 66, when we start telling something, Baba, we want your advice in this one, little our problem or any suggestion, guidance from Baba, we will speak just one or two lines, Baba will say, okay, Baba has understood. Oh Baba, we have just started narrating the problem or what we want. No, Baba understood fully. And then Baba used to give the suggestion. That was some 2-3 years. But most wonderfully what I observed, I had the good fortune, at that time I was posted in Assam, very far distant state from this place. And at that time, during the month of January 1969, for some spiritual godly work, I was to go to one place, and then I have written, Baba, I am going to that place. And as per direction of Baba, I came to Madhuban first, and Baba has given the instruction that come to Madhuban and come by plane. At that time, it is 1969. So, I came at that time by plane, and so that I saved, and I reached here on 17th January 1969. Though I have met earlier number of times to Baba, but during those 2 days, 17th and 18th January, I had this fortune to meet Baba some 7-8 times during those 2 days. And that time I observed that, as usual, because I was running there, the center, at that time there was no sister, and number of students, brothers and sisters, they were coming. So at that time, just I used to go to Baba, I will ask this question, this question. But most wonderfully, that Baba will give me drishti, and Baba will speak, oh, you have come for this one. Okay, you do this, it will happen like this. Means earlier, in some 7-8 years before, we used to tell, narrate the whole problem. Then in between, some 2-3 years back, we were required to speak 1 or 2 sentences. But during these last 2 days, when Baba was almost towards his karmatit stage, Baba will give the drishti and immediately understand what is the question, what is going on in the mind, and then Baba will say, okay, you have come for this one. He will tell that this is your question, this is your answer. So it happened once, twice, thrice, 6-7 times. It happened during those 2 days. Then later, I asked from some senior dadis, and it was revealed, you see, Baba had attained his karmatit stage, and that is known as, in Hindi it is, man jeete jagat jeet. Man ke hare haar hai, man ke jeete jeet. We say that when you conquer the mind, as you have conquered the whole world. You see. So, man, one who is able to conquer his own mind, thoughts, feelings, emotions, complete, he can just go deep inside another's mind and see what is going on in the mind of other. This is the, symptom of karmatit stage, and this is the symptom of victorious souls. Because they have conquered their mind, which is the highest stage. And once, when we conquer our mind, we can conquer the other's mind also. It is just like we can understand, if suppose some water is there, neat and clean water and no turbulence, very calm and quiet water, we can see our face in it very clearly. But if you throw some very little stone even, something, the ripples will be there and water will get little disturbed, and at that time if we want to see our face, whether it will be clearly visible? No, because ripples are there. Similarly, when the ripple of thought is there in my own mind, about myself, about any activity, about anything in the world, so my own thoughts, if they are there, I can't read the other's mind. So what is required is to have complete control over our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. That is what is required foremost. And that I had the opportunity to see in Brahma Baba. In last 2 days, number of times I saw. And it became further very clear also on 18th January in the same history hall. You see, history all is there. So there are like this three. This suddenly is there. Now there is two. At that time there used to be three. Baba used to sit on this one. Mama used to sit on this one. And the middle one used to remain empty. So whenever some party comes, then one by one they will come. They will sit on that one, give their introduction and give their aim, why for they have come to Madhuban, what is their aim and how much power they are feeling in themselves, what is their plan. So that when they speak before Baba and Mama, inside them itself that first get strengthened. They don't forget. And before all others, they are telling that, oh, I am going with this aim in my life. So when Mama was not there, only Baba, with Baba, we used to communicate. So on 18th January morning, Baba did not give the murli. As usual, Baba came in the class and then Baba gave drishti to everybody. And it was the usual practice that at that time our songs, divine songs, were not there. Songs, good songs from some films, they used to be there, which were having some spiritual meaning. And they used to be played, and when one or two lines were played, later on they were stopped and Baba will start murli on those songs. You know Sakar Murli, all like that. But that day, Baba came, this song was there, drishti Baba gave, and then when it looked like that now Baba is going to give murli, then we all became ready with our pen, diary, etc. Again Baba started giving drishti to everybody. Again Baba gave drishti. I am revealing of 18th January 1969. Then after some time, again when we felt there was some movement that Baba will speak something, then again after some time, Baba started giving drishti to each and everyone who was sitting. Baba was giving drishti. And I had the fortune, because I was also sitting before Baba, getting that powerful drishti. So the whole 45 minutes or so, completely they passed in meditation. Baba did not speak any single word. And then after that, Baba said, oh, okay, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, sweet remembrance to the children. And the Baba went out. So that was the only day, 18 January morning, when Baba had the complete this yoga and meditation, and did not give any murli. Anyhow, the whole day passed, and in the evening there used to be class at about, say, normally our class is about 8:45 or so, 9 o'clock. But that day around even 7 o'clock or so, Baba called the brother, one who is here, Jamuna Prasad Bhai, since then he is here. So that Baba will take class today early. So inform all. So around 7 o'clock, there used to be one bell, which is usually the, at that time no mic and announcement. Then he went there, rang the bell. Everybody got this information that all should accumulate there in the history hall within a half an hour or so, and Baba will take class today early. So everybody went there, and then Baba also came. So that was almost complete, you see, angelic form of Baba, though he was in the physical body. But when Baba came, immediately just all the environment got so much spiritually charged, because Baba has achieved this karmatita stage, almost this stage. So when Baba came there, at that time, after that, Baba started giving murli. And then Baba, when he started giving Murli, then as usual, very powerful Murli. But that day, there was no sore throat. Earlier, Baba used to have sometime this sore throat. And Baba used to have this type of problem. And when this sore throat was there, so we used to feel sometime very much, oh, Baba is having probably some difficulty in speaking. Because whenever this sore throat is there, so sometime during that one, there used to be, his eyes used to get sometime wet, little. And we used to feel that as Baba is having that problem. But the very next moment, then there used to be one translite picture near Baba, Shri Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan. So Baba's inner stage was so powerful that Baba will convert that, you see, the weakness into the strength. And Baba will say, oh, tomorrow I am going to become like this Lord Krishna. And new world, new body, new soul, everything will be new. And no, this body problem in this world. Now there is this body problem, this some diseases are there, sore throat is there, like that. But tomorrow I am going to become like this. And this Baba's inner consciousness was so powerful that it used to conquer this outer, this nature, inner nature. Means his thought mechanism. Inner nature, that what Baba wants. That our inner nature should be so powerful that it changes the external situation which is prevailing. Usually what happens? That external nature, external situation is powerful which controls our nature. For example, if external situation is, when we come to Madhuban, spiritual environment, atmosphere, so we will also be intoxicated and divine. If we go back to our stage and suppose some very adverse situation is there, we go there, accordingly our thoughts will start working like that. This outer conscious, outer nature affects our inner nature. That is usually, suppose some earthquake has come somewhere. We are seeing in the television, say, the news about it. So though we are sitting in our drawing room, we are enjoying air condition, everything. But since whatever we are seeing in that one, the tragedy which has taken place, maybe dead bodies and like that, where the nature has played havoc. So we also start feeling that type of atmosphere inside us. And our happiness vanishes and we are submerged in that type of atmosphere, which shows that we are internally not as strong. The outer nature is conquering us. And Baba wants just the reverse. That our internal nature should be very powerful so that it can change the external situation. You also might have heard about Japan, Professor Emoto, who conducted some experiment on water, that on two glasses of water and in one glass, when the positive thoughts and positive labeling like thank you or Mother Teresa or I love you, like that, on one glass of water, those positive feelings were given. And on another glass, negative feeling, oh, I hate you, I will kill you, and Adolf Hitler, like that. And when the crystals were formed, they were entirely different in nature. Where the positive thoughts were there, their crystals were very ornamental shape, good type of crystal. Whereas the negative one, thoughts were there exposed, that was completely different, very irregular shape and like that. So these, the science is also doing work. That our inner consciousness is much powerful, provided we know that it is powerful and we apply to it, then we can take the advantage of the situation. So that what Baba wants now, that our inner nature should be so powerful that wherever there is a feeling of sorrow or there is some problem with some of brother or sister, we should apply our this inner awareness, awakened stage, so that the external situation is changed. And that what Baba used to do. Whomsoever come in contact with Baba, he immediately used to get spiritually charged, divinized completely. Otherwise Baba was also an ordinary human being, businessman, you see, diamond merchant, having wife, children, everything, laukik. But Baba first transformed himself and then just get the others having that type of feeling, yes, you are also the storehouse of this spiritual energy. So this thing what Baba wants, and Baba used to practice it, that whenever this cough throat or sore throat, so Baba will say, oh, tomorrow I will become like this. So when awakening the inner consciousness so that externally whatever that situation is there, it used to immediately subside, and Baba used to have come out as a conqueror of the situation. So that what Baba wants, and the result that day what we have seen, that usually Baba will having that sort of sore throat feeling and this khasi etc. But that 18th January Murli, if you hear, that CD is available, and just before Om Shanti Bhavan, their CD of 18th January, that is available, last Sakar Murli. And you will see that not a single time Baba had that cough, sore throat. And that shows that he attained that stage where all the karmic account of the body, they are conquered by our final stage, our yoga stage. In the end, that is going to happen, that all our karmic accounts, they will be subsided, they will be, you see, they will be conquered by this meditation stage, avyakta sthiti, our karmatita stage. So that we saw that day, that not a single time that sore throat came. And how Baba says that, oh, always be happy, whatever be the situation. And how Baba used to feel that stage? That, in Sindhi there is one word, once Baba asked, when I was also in the class, you should have so much inner happiness, you should always feel, khagyama. I don't know the English version of this khaggi, but it is a Sindhi word. And Baba used to show, khagya. So Baba once asked, do you know? We were not knowing. Then Baba showed, oh, khagya. Means khushi, I am going to become like this. I will be prince. I will be in the next. Everywhere full of happiness, and I will be in that world, and this sore throat and all this body problem, they are taking leave from me for another some half kalpa, 2005 years, 100 years. Oh, so this is kakya. So, let us examine ourselves. Even at that age, Baba used to have this one, whether I am also. This simply reflect the, you see, the physical aspect of our inner happiness. But main thing is inner happiness, and that time to time we have to check that this inner happiness should get multiplied day by day, should be daily on the increasing side. So that, and this was one, that our inner consciousness, inner nature, that should become gradually so much powerful that it is able to control the external nature, outside. Then what also I saw in this one, Baba has said in some of Vyaktvani, how to attain this stage. You see, this is nice to discuss about Baba, but we all have to become karmatit like Brahma Baba. So Baba is beforehand, it is giving us every clear cut picture. Baba has said that now in the prevailing situations, there will be two major papers which will come before the children. Number of times Baba has said in Avyakt Murli. So do you remember which are those two papers? Yes? Sudden. That is, of course, Baba says, achanak and ever ready we should remain. And bahut khal, that is there. But, just to save the time, that Baba has said that two major papers, of course, number of papers Baba has said that old sanskars paper, paper from five elements of nature, from the wandering souls who don't get the body, and they are there from that side, from our, you see, various number of paper. Some situation may come when the food is not available, water is not available, the basic things necessary for life. So these all papers, though, they will come. But what Baba has said, that two major paper is, one from the body and other from the family, BK family. In what form? One is from the body. Because this is five elements of nature. And we have to purify our sanskar and everything, but simultaneously Baba says that we have to purify five elements of nature also. And this paper, in the end actually, this paper we all have to face, whether we want or not. Some young persons may feel that, oh, the paper of body may come in the form of diseases, it may come to the elderly people whose age is advancing, who are senior citizens. But no, all the karmic account of the 84 births, you see, whatever, they all will be settled here, because we all have to go to Paramdham, soul world, purifying ourselves. And if we don't purify completely, then we have to pass through, you see, Dharamrajpuri or the subtle world, or we have to face various situations. So that is why if the paper comes in this form, we should not be, you see, we should not feel unhappiness about it, because through that one our karmic accounts are settling, you see. And if they come, and that is why right from Baba, Mama and our Dadis, etc., this paper comes. So even in our young age, if it comes, let us feel happy, because you see, we are settling all these karmic accounts. So, in that one, whenever this body, and then what is the remedy when it comes? Suppose sometimes too much pain and like that. And so Baba, we used to see Baba, that to come in the body and to leave the body means away from the bringing our sanskars, away. Baba has attained mastery over it. You see, Baba used to meet either in the hut or in the history hall or sometimes in his room also. At that time Baba's room was very small. Only that much where the Baba's bed is there, only that, some 8 by 10 size, very small room. And Baba used to be there. So, if suppose 1, 2 persons or 3 persons are there, Baba used to meet. If the party is of some 5, 6, 10 people, then in the hut also, Baba used to meet. But if the party was little bigger, say 15, 20, 25 or so, then Baba used to meet in the history hall. So, if the super party were given timings, say 10 o'clock, Bombay party, 10:30, say Calcutta party, 11 o'clock, some Delhi party, like that, various parties. So, Brahmani used to come at the appointed time with the party before Baba. She will observe that Baba is there, though Baba's eyes are open, but Baba is lost somewhere. He is not in trance, but as he is lost, and just mentally he used to be at places. Probably maybe as Baba says now five stages hours, as Baba has said. Maybe that sometimes Paramdham, sometimes Sukshamatan or new word, golden aged word, mentally. So teacher will come and then she will be there, but as Baba is lost somewhere, eyes are open. It is not that eyes are closed. So teacher will say, Baba, Baba, then sometimes Baba will get maybe little jerk as Baba is coming down, pulling himself down in the body. It is not that the soul leaves the body. Soul is there, but the awareness is somewhere else. Consciousness, wherever we want. So Baba will come. Oh, you have come. Acha, bring the party. Then party used to be there. Baba will meet all the party members. Just take their introduction, give them toli, and one by one, the whole party will meet. All will go away. So, whatever time Baba used to get in between, say 5 minutes or 10 minutes, Baba will again be just away from the body. Within a few seconds, Baba used to be away from the body, and when some part is to be played through this body, meeting the parties or some other part, that part will emerge and then Baba will meet. This what Baba wants from us also. We should also have this practice whenever some time is there, we are away from the body. And when our part, that suppose some part is to be played through this body, then we come back in the body, play our part, and again go back to the subtle world, or mentally we are away from this world. So this is then how one will be able to face the paper of our body successfully. Because whenever there is suppose pain in the body, lot of pain is there. And if I am having this quality and this practice just to be away from the body, then if I just take my consciousness away from the body, then whatever pain or suffering is there in the body, I'll not feel it. It is just like a sort of anesthesia. Just anesthesia is there, consciousness is not. So whatever the doctors want to perform, operation or cutting or whatever, they can do, but we don't have feeling. Because that time consciousness is not there. The whole body is made just, which does not feel. Similarly, in this one, through this spiritual approach, we can withdraw ourselves. And Baba was having this practice. And that is, some few years back, one doctor came here and he was revealing, mesmerizing. And then, for that one, he told that even we sometime perform operation without giving anesthesia, but mesmerizing, hypnotism. And hypnotic regression, when they take, what happens? The consciousness is withdrawn to some other birth or some away. So that what Baba wants, it should be self. Our auto, our thinking should be so strong that we can withdraw our consciousness. And so, if there is any feeling, ill feeling and body suffering, whatever, and that what we have seen in Dadi Prakashmani. We used to go to Dadi Prakashmani and just tell, doctor also used to ask Dadi, you must be having very much pain in the disease, too much pain is there. Then Dadi used to say, no, really I am not having, and I am not telling lie, but really no pain is there, because whenever, if suppose some pain is there, I withdraw myself, and pain may be there in the body, but if the soul's consciousness I take away, so the consciousness will not have that feeling of pain. So that, withdrawal, right from Baba, when Baba's operation was performed, that we have not seen, but we have heard only, that Baba, just after operation also, Baba used to withdraw himself, and then even when doctor used to come, he used to say, "Oh, you don't look like a patient. You look like just ever smiling as there is no pain, but in this one lot of pain is there." So likewise, we should have this art of withdrawing from the body and coming back from to the body. That is going to help in the last stage when Baba says, in the last what will happen? Ati halchal. Means lot of disturbance in the nature, in the human beings, in the relationship. Everywhere lot of disturbance, and the final pass is in lot of extreme disturbance, extreme, you see, stable. That is the sign of success. That is the victorious soul's, you see, symptom. Lot of disturbance will be there outside, but internally we are so much stable. So that is what is required. So that is to come out, you see, victorious from this paper. And second paper is from the divine family also. Because when Baba's family go on increasing and increasing, so quite possible because it is the kingdom which is being established. And in kingdom, you see, king, queen, subjects and lower status and all as per their Pursharat, everybody is being made. So quite often possible we may see some of the older people, means those who have come in Gyan early knowledge, maybe 10, 15, 20 years back, some weaknesses in them. Then naturally the thought may come in our mind, oh, he's 20 years old, I am only 5 years, 10 years, and so much weakness is there, such a thing is there in me, him. So when we see, automatically that weakness comes to us. It is incorporated by our consciousness. So when we see that one, then what is the remedy? Because that will definitely happen more and more number of times. So when this type of paper comes, how to conquer this paper? This type of situation must be coming to all of us. So how to conquer? Vibrations. Okay, what else? We should try to establish number one, you see, this world is a drama. Everybody is playing his own part. So we should see everybody from the angle of all the three, past, present and future. Often we see the present only, oh, it is his stage, it should not be, he is 25 years old in Gyan. No, no, we must see any soul with all the three. Oh, is a soul who was in golden age and Satyug and double crowned souls. And again he will become like that. It is only in between the part, just as in the film. What is there? In the picture, various actors are having various different parts. Some are hero, heroines, some comedians are there, some dancers are there. You see, various roles, various parts are there. So presently, and if various parts are not there, that picture will not be interesting. You see, monotonous type of. When variety is there, everybody enjoys. So Baba says that this world drama is very, very dear to me, to my heart, because it is a perfect drama. So when Baba is not having any question, why should I have? Second thing, Baba has said that each and every soul, Brahmin soul, they have been selected by me. You see, the last even bead, last one in this Brahmin family is higher than the present day prime minister or president, because Baba has selected him or her. And Baba, they have recognized God. So Baba says, when Baba has selected him, there cannot be any flaw, anything wrong in Baba's selection. And why Baba has selected him, it will be revealed at the right time, proper time, what is the quality in that soul and what work, what part Baba wants him to play. When that comes, then it will be revealed. So we should not see only with the present day situation, but all the three. And Baba's selection can never be wrong. You see, Baba is supreme. He knows all the past, present, future of every soul. So when Baba has selected, who am I to waste my thoughts over his activities? So with that one, seeing that one, I should remain very stable, and as and when if required, we should pass on our good vibration, good feelings and this thing to him. And as sometime Baba says, give the thing to the higher authority so that they can give the direction, etc. But Baba has selected him, and Baba's selection can never be wrong. So according with that one, Baba will see that what part he plays. So this is the ultimate one thing. And then on the 18th January, what I saw towards the end, we will be moving, that you see, Baba has attained this stage, and was 18th January, after giving the class, Baba went outside. His history all is very small. Even that one, Baba took one or two steps. Again Baba stopped. Again Baba started giving drishti to each and every soul, you see. And then that day, it looked like that Baba had a feeling, let me fulfill these Brahman souls with all energy, with all, because Baba was the fountain of this spiritual energy, karmatit stage. So Baba was giving that powerful drishti. Then again Baba started moving. After one step, again Baba turned back. Again Baba started giving. So because Baba was knowing that this is my last meeting with the children. After some time, that is Shiv Baba was knowing, and Shiv Baba, this through this corporeal medium of Brahma, this is my last meeting. So Bab Dada was giving drishti to each and every soul. Again Baba moved, so 3-4 times till the door. Baba stopped and gave drishti. And then Baba went outside, and what words he uttered? Baba is taking leave from you. Earlier never Baba spoke these words. Achha Baba, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning, good night, whatever it is. But that day Baba told, achha Baba bachchon se chutti leta hai, vidai leta hai. These words are also recorded. Then Baba went, and then Baba just very easily left the body. But the wonder happened that 18th January night, early night, Baba left the body. But, and the whole body, Baba's body was kept as when the all children were informed at that time, no mobile used to be there, and not such good communication was there. So whatever telegram, etc., they were going, and this one, telephone, normal telephone landlines, and this place is a little secluded, they were also not very good, but at that time, continuously, this throughout the night, we were writing telegrams and doing phones about Baba's departure. So Baba's body remained 18th night, 19th whole day, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and on 21st afternoon, body was given a bath as per customs, and then it was consumed to flame where the Shanti Stambh is there, Tower of Peace there. But wonder was that though about some 60-65 hours have passed, but Baba's body was just remained as it is. Usually what happens when the soul leaves the body? Body gets stiffed. You can't move the parts. But even after that, na, it was quite, up to a very good extent, it was flexible when we gave the bath to Baba. And it was shining. It did not become black. There was no injection given. No chemical lotion was applied. But that body was shining. It looked like as Baba is sleeping. And in normal way he will get up and say, "Oh dear children, come, come." Like that. That shows that how much Baba has conquered these five elements of nature. Soul purified. But this is the symptom that how much these five elements of nature Baba purified. And these five elements of nature, yes, they were quite visible. Yes, no bad smell from the body, no blackishness, complete white, and no stiffness in the body. Afterwards I asked number of medical practitioners, doctors, how is it possible? They told, no, it cannot happen. Once the soul leaves the body, it cannot happen. But I was witness, number of other brothers and sisters, they were witness. That how, and this shows that five elements of nature. So how to conquer, now it is our turn, how to conquer these five elements of nature. How to see? Because sooner or later at any time, we all have to leave the body. So, this Baba says, yes, you can. Because this is our ultimate paper. When you see lot of earthquake and floods and famines and all the five elements, upheaval will be there in them, then it will be really a very, very different scene. And everybody will be running after his or her life. So, at that time, how to come out of the paper? Because it is said that, in Hindi we say one thing, ant mate sogate. Whatever the thoughts are there in our mind, in the end, when we are leaving the body, according to those thoughts, our next birth, our next, all, everything will be there. You see. So, how to confirm it that in the end when we leave the body, at that time our thoughts are as Baba wants. So that no laukic relationship, no other material, no other money, no power, nothing comes to our mind, me and my Baba. Bas, we leave the body. That is the karmatit stage. So how to achieve that one? Make friendship with these five elements of nature, you see. Means what I mean? That because in the end, when this paper is there, then at that time, when earthquake and they will be attacking from all directions, at that time, how to come out safely from this one? One thing Baba has said that our communication should be, voiceless. Nowadays wireless communication is there. But if our mental communication with the Supreme is voiceless, then we get the right touching at the right time and automatically our steps will move in the direction which is having all safety. Which will take away whatever be the situation, and there are hundreds of examples. Due to shortage of time, I can't just tell. But always our steps will move in that direction where the safety is there, and the only condition is that our voiceless communication. And second thing is that you see these elements of nature make friendship in the sense that to match our sanskar with the element of nature. Because it is usually seen the friendship is there, people of same type of sanskars. Though the class is there after the class, if suppose 2-3 people will gather whose sanskars are roughly same, they will be talking for 5-10 minutes going. And so, how to match our sanskar so that this water element or earth element, they become our friend. And it is said that a friend in need is friend indeed. So if I make friendship with these elements, they will not be responsible for taking my life. They will not give me any pain, any suffering by means of calamities. For example, how to match my sanskar with water? You see, simple thing. Huh? What is the number of qualities are there in water? What is the basic quality? Coolness, that is there. But even one bigger quality is flexibility. Water is very flexible. You take in glass, it will set itself in glass. In bucket, in even spoon, in, you see, big or small utensil, very flexible, so it will adjust itself as per the shape of the utensil. So if I want that the flood or tsunami or these should not affect me, so I should make my sanskar as that of water, flexibility, so that I can adjust with any situation, with any people, and I don't seek blame that, oh, such and such person, it is easy to adjust, with such and such person, it is difficult. That is not possible for me. No. So that is one thing. Likewise, water is having number of qualities, but here I will reveal only one quality of each element. Likewise, water is having coolness, water is having flowing capability. When water flows, it remains pure. And when water gets stagnated at some place, the mosquitoes and flies and so many other things come. So if suppose I get stagnated in some, in my Purusharth, then these flies and mosquitoes are jealousy and hatred and some ego and like that, they will be generating. So that shows that if these weaknesses are there in me, it means somewhere I am stagnated. What is required is to move further and further. Water always flows, you see. It remains pure. So one quality is this flexibility and movement of water. Like that I must always move. What is the quality of earth? You see, basic quality of earth is always a giver. Earth always gives, you see. You put one single seed, the whole tree will come and thousands of seeds will be generated. What earth doesn't give? Water, it gives water, you see, or any type of food, flowers, fruits, everything is given by Mother Earth. So, I should also be like earth, giver. Baba says, whomsoever comes before you, they should have a feeling that yes, they are getting enriched. It is not to talk of anything physical, that any money or clothes or food. No, it is subtle feelings. Love, affection, our respect, regard, good feelings. So that everybody is having that type of feeling, yes, I am getting enriched by these things. So our feelings, though, it means I am matching my sanskar with Mother Earth. So if I am able to match my sanskar, with earth, so whatever the earthquake comes, lot of earthquake, maybe it intensity on the Richter scale, maybe 8, 9 or whatever, but it cannot harm me. Because I have made the friendship with Mother Earth, and at the right moment, there will be a touching, and right touching at right time, accordingly my steps will be moving in the direction which take me to safety. Because if suppose I also die like others, at that time, and feeling, oh, earthquake is there, building is falling on me, blood is there, bone is cracking, like that, so very less chances are there that Baba is in my mind, and like the whole environment will be having cries and sufferings, same environment will affect me. But timely, my steps, my footsteps will move in the direction which will be having safety. Because I have made friendship. Similarly, as I have made friendship with water, I have made my sanskar very easy, light. So whatever the flood or tsunami or cloud burst or whatever is there, but it will not affect me. Just before that one, I will be moving, because water sanskar is flexibility and I have inculcated that sanskar in me. So water will never harm me. It will not be responsible for taking my life. No suffering created by water will be affecting me. Similarly, what is the quality of air? It is light. You see, a thing which is heavy, it takes everything down. Earth pulls. And the light thing is taken up. So air is vital for our existence. You see, we breathe air. We exhale air, inhale air. Exhale carbon dioxide, inhale this one. So we have to see that we are always light. Whatever the situation is there, we remain light. You see, sometimes situation makes us heavy. We don't have feeling, we hear the news of somebody's death is there or some suffering of our near and dear like that. So they make us heavy. What Baba wants, always remain light. Always remain light. You see, whatever be the situation. So if that thing is there, I practice this one. And if I know whatever the situation is there, I re-establish myself in that feeling of lightness, then whatever cyclone etc. come, whether it is Leila or Katrina or whatever the speed of the wind is there, but that cannot harm me. Because I have inculcated the virtue of air. Whatever the quality, and air has become my friend. And a friend never takes the life of a friend. That will help him or her for coming out of that situation. Similarly, what is the fire? Quality of fire. How fire exists in the nature? In which form? Fire exists in the nature in the form of sun, you see. So sun, you see, is that fire, and the quality of fire is that whatever you put it, anything in the fire, its form, shape gets changed. Anything. Similarly, Baba wants us to have this Jwalamukhi yoga, volcanic yoga. So that this volcanic yoga is whomsoever come in our contact, his form changes. A person coming weeping, as soon as he comes in our contact, he should be transformed, he should go laughing, full of happiness. Peacelessness, one person comes, but when the person comes in our contact, he is completely transformed. Go back as a peaceful person. Like, that is the quality of the fire. So, that we should inculcate this quality. So, like that, whatever the warm temperature, maybe 40 degree, 45 degree, whatever is there, but it will not be responsible for my death. Similarly, in the end, the sky, ether. What is the quality of ether? You see, unlimited is there. And this unlimitedness in the sky, the scientists, they have put the, you see, their thing, Sputnik or rocket, etc., and that satellites are there. And those satellites, they are responsible for the communication, whether it is TV or mobile phone or anything, because the waves they are sent, they come back from that satellite, received by other, and the communication is established. So that shows our heart should also be very wide, very broad-minded. We should not have the communication breakdown with any soul. Usually what happens when there is some tense relationship between the two, the first casualty is the communication. We don't want to see that person if even the coming from the front, we take other way. Communication is breakdown. What Baba wants, since we are, all the world, everybody is our subject in Satyug, right from Satyug to end of Kaliyug. whether it is Dwapar, in that one they will be worshipping us in the form of, you see, they will be worshippers and we will be in the form of, you see, statues. But if our communication is continuously made, then they will always be our worshippers. Likewise, you see, these are five elements. It is a very big subject. We don't want to go in detail, but we should try to have an... In Baba we have seen that how Baba has conquered all these five elements and came out victorious. Now 2-3 minutes are there, we sit in meditation and then we conclude it. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.